Day 4. Governments, Development and Globalization. Task Response. Coherence and Cohesion. Lexical Resource. Grammatical Range and Accuracy. Good Phrases. Governments. BBC. In the UK, governments continue as long as they have enough public support.
Government revenue. Government.
Reward taxpayers with public services. Public services. Education, healthcare, public transport, the state pension system, museums, libraries, national security.
Economic and technological competition.
Fierce.
A well-educated and healthy workforce. Workforce.
Make the country more competitive.
Low-income families.
Are treated unfairly.
Cause resentment.
Have limited funds. Have many other concerns.
The state pension system.
Taxpayers are expected to pay an extra £340 a year per person to support the state pension system.
Are underfunded.
Lead to low efficiency.
Medical treatment.
Keep a reasonable balance between and.
Vital to. Governments should pay for people's education and healthcare. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
1. 2. Healthcare and education are basic human rights and needs. Some people believe that governments should pay for citizens' healthcare and education. I partly agree with this assertion. On the one hand, a large proportion of government revenue comes from the taxes paid by citizens. Therefore, governments should reward taxpayers with public services, such as education and healthcare. For example, the National Health Service in the UK is funded by the British government, and most schools in the UK are free for pupils to attend. Furthermore, economic and technological competition between countries is fierce today. A country where the government provides its citizens with education and healthcare is more likely to have a well-educated and healthy workforce, which can make the country more competitive. In addition, there are low-income families who cannot afford education or healthcare in almost every country. Without basic education and healthcare provided by governments, these people would feel that they are treated unfairly, which would cause resentment among them. On the other hand, governments have limited funds. If they spend too much money on education and healthcare, other important fields, such as scientific research, public transport, and the state pension system, may be underfunded. Completely free education and healthcare may also lead to low efficiency in the education and healthcare systems. For instance, patients in the UK often have to wait for more than 6 months to receive the medical treatment that they need. In conclusion, I believe that governments should provide basic education and healthcare to citizens, especially low-income families. At the same time, it is the responsibility of governments to keep a reasonable balance between the educational and healthcare needs of citizens and other financial needs that are also vital to the development of society.